Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and a Relay for Life is just around the corner here in Iosco County. And joining us to get us an update, the first of many as we get closer to the date, the event chairperson for Relay for Life of Iosco County, Angela Wood. How are you today, Angela?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing well, thank you. Well, you know what? I think we could order a day just like this for Relay for Life in Iosco County, right?
Yes, definitely. No rain.
Yeah, this would be a beauty. All right, well, Relay's coming up middle of June, the 14th and 15th. And before we went on, you were saying that you're getting a lot of questions about some of the things like the location and how to get involved with this. So we thought today's a good day to get you on and just kind of clear all that up.
Yep.
Well, where do we start? Let's talk about where it's happening this year.
So our event will be at the Tawa City Shoreline Park again this year.
Okay. And people are welcome to come on out. It's happening. It starts on Saturday at what time?
At 10 a.m.
10 a.m. and runs through Sunday at 10 a.m.
Yes.
All right. Right there where it's been, is it the last couple of years it's been there at the Tawa City Park there?
Yes, it has.
All right. Because I know they've been doing some renovations over there, and that's where probably all the questions have come in as to whether it's going to be there again this year. But it will be there this year. Any changes in what's going to be happening there this year?
Yes. In fact, we got approval from council to set up on the grass. Mm. So with the larger addition to the park, the parking lot will be used for people to actually park. All of our teams will be set up around the sidewalk, and we will be using the sidewalk as our track this year. So it'll be beautiful to walk around the sidewalk and see the lake, and hopefully no rain, lots of sunny weather. And we're really excited about all the plans that we are making for to be able to use the lawn this year.
Oh, that is going to be great. And so expect that change, a nice change. But if people want more information about this, you still have a couple of meetings coming up before the event on June 14th, right?
Yes, we do. We have one next Thursday, May 29th. They start at 6:30 at the Tawas Masonic Lodge. Mm-hmm. And then we have one June 5th as well, 6:30 at the Masonic Lodge.
And I was going to say, it's not too late for people to become involved with this, is it?
No. If you are a person that volunteers in your community, we're always looking for people to help with the planning, and we are still planning. And the day of helping with registration and getting teams set up and throughout the day with having it run smoothly and everything that we do throughout the event, clean up, whatever people are willing to do. And then you can still have a team.
Right.
We've had teams register the day of. A lot of teams raise all their money at the event.
Right.
You can do fundraisers. You can sell baked goods. You can sell craft items.
We've seen a lot of everything. That's for sure. Oh. In all the years of what people have done, there are some very creative ideas in terms of fundraising. That's for sure.
Exactly. And with our internet, Google and Pinterest, it runs the gamut. And our theme this year is carnival, so you can do Mardi Gras, you can do circus, you can do whatever you want. I mean, it's great when you go to an event and you see just how many teams take that theme and run with it. It brings the excitement to the event.
It really does. When we say teams, that's any number of people. It doesn't have to be, well, we got to have at least four people or five or ten. A team is any size that you want it to be.
Relay for Life says a team consists of at least one person,
right,
and can run up to 150 or 200. So even a business that wants to get involved and have a team, you have a large, like Walmart. They're a large, So we've had them where they've been 200 strong, and not everybody comes to the Dave event, but there's 200 people helping raise that money. And we also have teams that they're called non-traditional teams, and they don't do day of event, but they do all the fundraising that comes with helping American Cancer Society fight cancer, and you can do that all the way, even past our event, you can become a non-traditional team and help us raise the money we need.
You bet. Now, Angela, if they want more information about volunteering or teams or about Relay for Life in general, how do they get more information?
They can always contact me, and my phone number is area code 517-449-4249. They can like us on Facebook and ask questions. That's Relay for Life of Iasco County, or they can go to relayforlife.org and get more information there as well.
Very good. Relay for Life, Iasco County, is coming up June 14th and 15th right there at the Tawa Shoreline Park in Tawa City. An event chair for the event, Angela Wood. Angela, thank you for joining us for this edition of Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Well, thank you for having me.